Morris.
And did you ever wear anything over your shoulders to keep your trousers up? Straps over your shoulders?
Galluses. Yeah.
And when you fry ham and you add water to the grease, what do you call it?
Make gravy.
Is that right, gravy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brown gravy is make most of that.
And the liquid that you burn in lamps?
Kerosene, what do you call it? Some of them call it coal oil.
I'm not clear on that. When I was a kid, we always called it coal oil, but down here you seem to use kerosene.
Kerosene, that's what they call it in here mostly.
And those long-legged hogs that have a thin body and a long snout.
They call them piney wood rooters.
See any of those?
Yeah, you can go on down here in the swamps and you can see those now.
They're still around.
Yeah, they're still around. Mm-hmm. They is wild hogs too, right on the same thing, just like that. Mm-hmm. And then there's a few of them got the others still.
I'd like to see one of them. I never have. By the way, what are these white birds about so big to follow?
I don't know what they call them. They're around here with the cattle and all. They're catching a lot of these insects too. They've just come in the last few years. I forget what they call them now. This is new in the thicket.
I heard behind the motel there, it's kind of a woods and a pond, and at night I hear some birds that sound like geese back there. I wonder if that's what they are.
I don't know. Without they got some tame geese. It wouldn't be wild geese at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be these white birds.
I don't know. I don't think. They'd go to roost some different places. I see them flying across some afternoons. I don't know just where they roost at. You can go out in this field and go to heron. Now, out in this field, the heron up where they're going to plant some oats down below here the other day. And he said there's a bunch of them come in there that day. Well, they got some cows down there, but they use around the cattle in these pastures all the time, catch some flies off of them. And they'll catch these bugs out in the field, but they ain't half enough of them here to catch the bugs. Mm-hmm. One of the boys, he was down there, heron, him and the nigga, they're running two tractors down there this week, been doing it. And he said that he never seen the like of that bugs in the field that he is this time. He said, I said, well, you just haven't got enough of them old birds.
Got a breed of them.
He said, they're right there, but there wasn't enough of them to catch them bugs. He said, can't get enough to fly.
Keep them too busy. When you have an itching soreness between two toes.
They call it corn. I got that. Bunion, some of them call them.
Or between your toes, and it would itch. In the old days?
Well, the ground itch, they call that, when you go barefooted out here.
And homemade whiskey, what do people usually use, what word would they usually use to refer to that? Moonshine, of course, is used all over the country, but I wonder if they have a special term around here for... do you ever hear stump?
I heard him talking about stump the toe. You said that.
Somebody said they call homemade whiskey stump.
Oh, stump liquor.
Stump liquor.
Yeah, they call that stump liquor, homemade shine. That's what it is.
Shine.
Yeah.
I see. And cheap whiskey, if you go to town, wouldn't be homemade, but you.
No, they call it snowball whiskey or label whiskey.
I got somebody said kill him quick or bust head.
They call that old buckhead, that old shine stuff, they call that buckhead. Mm-hmm. And all that. Then they have buck they make out of there, they call it corn buck. They used to have that, they made out of corn. When they made syrup, they made the skimmings off of that, it's settling, they draw it off in the morning, they put it up and let it sour, and they call that cane buck. Mm. You tell that? The cane book. They'd have it by the barrels around. And they'd get drunk on it just same as they would the whiskey.